Track 6, back to the news. Tiny, rare marmosets born at Sheldon Zoo. Monkeys don't get any more miniature than this. A pair of rare eastern pygmy marmosets, the world's smallest monkey species, have produced two tiny babies at Sheldon Wildlife Trust. They're about the size of a finger and at birth weigh just 15 grams, roughly the weight of a single ping pong ball. Even when fully adult, they reach only 12 to 15 centimetres in length. The twins arrived earlier in July to parents Pablo and Tumble and are the first to be born at the Sheldon Wildlife Trust in 11 years. Director Zach Showell said, "We're absolutely over the moon. To have our first eastern pygmy marmoset births since 2015 is a huge milestone for our team. But to see how quickly Pablo and Tumble bonded makes it even more special." Pablo came to Sheldon from Shepreth Wildlife Park in June 2025 and was joined by Tumble from Dudley Zoo in January this year. They were smitten with each other from the start and produced their twin babies just 6 months later. Zach said, "At 19 days old, the twins are doing fantastically well. Dads do most of the heavy lifting in marmoset families, and Pablo is an experienced dad, having had several babies at his previous zoo. Visitors this summer will need a keen eye, but if you look closely at Pablo's back, you'll see two tiny furry faces peeking out over his shoulders." To mirror their natural wild diet in Devon, the keeping team provides a carefully balanced daily menu of specialised gum powder, fresh vegetables and protein-rich insects to encourage natural foraging behaviours. The baby marmosets are the second significant newborns to arrive there this summer.
Fire spreads to four gardens in dry conditions. Tinder dry conditions saw a fire in the garden spread to four other gardens in Newton Abbot. Fire crews from Newton Abbot were called to an address in Milba following reports of a fire in the open. Huge amounts of smoke could be seen billowing into the air from as far away as Newton Abbot Fire Station. The fire comes following weeks of dry weather with no rain, although the cause of the blaze is not known. The large fire engulfed one entire garden and a shed and lengths of hedgerow. And when the fire crew arrived, it had already spread to four neighbouring gardens. Before even arriving at the scene, the officer in charge decided to call in an additional fire crew to tackle the blaze. A spokesman for Newton Abbot Fire Station said, "Upon our arrival, it was clear that this was the correct decision, as crews discovered a large fire which had already engulfed one garden along with the shed and hedgerows. It was also evident that the flames had already spread into four separate gardens and were beginning to catch a garage alight. Crews from Newton Abbot and Torquay fire stations quickly committed into the fire whilst wearing breathing apparatus under the instruction from the incident commander. They took with them a variety of 51mm attack jets and hose reels to tackle the fire. Before long, the crews managed to contain the spread and fully extinguish the fire before it had a chance to inflict more damage. Crews returned to home station, but with the dry conditions still continuing, none of us imagine it will be for long."
New roundabout to open ahead of road closure. The new White Hills roundabout at Jetty Marsh is expected to open in August, replacing the old Triangle Junction on Exeter Road. Drivers using the A382 near Newton Abbot are being advised about changes to their journeys as the new roundabout opens and the next phase of roadworks begins. But as the roundabout opens, attention will move to Forsyth Cross, where a section of the A382 will close for about 12 months. Devon County Council says the closure is needed so the road can be widened, realigned and made safer. It's the latest stage of the £50 million A382 improvement scheme, which aims to make the road safer, reduce delays and provide better routes for people walking and cycling. When the roundabout opens, drivers will be able to use it to join the A3A2 towards Forsh's Cross or continue on Exeter Road towards Teen Grace and King Stainton. The exit for the new Jetty Marsh bypass towards Newton Abbot will remain closed for now while the embankment settles before the road is built. At Forsh's Cross, the brow of the hill will be lowered by around 3 metres to improve visibility, and the Staple Hill Road junction will be replaced with a new roundabout and crossing facilities. A new dedicated right turn lane will also be provided for Stover School, and a new section of road built to the west of the current A382. The existing road will then become a shared walking and cycling route linking Newton Abbot with the surrounding area towards Dartmoor. Access to businesses and properties near Forsh's Cross will be kept open, and the old Staple Hill Road used for access during the closure. Access to Trago Mills and Stover School will continue on the existing diversion routes via the A383 Clay Lane / Clay Pits Way. Updated diversion signs will be in place. Work has already been carried out to help keep the closure as short as possible, including utility diversions for fibre optics, electricity and water, as well as vegetation clearance. Councillor Jackie Fry, Newton Abbot North, said residents have been waiting patiently to see progress at White Hills Roundabout, so its opening will be a positive milestone for the community. Councillor Dan Thomas, Devon County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, said opening the new roundabout is a significant step forward and will change how traffic moves through this busy part of the A382. We know roadworks are disruptive, and we are grateful to residents, businesses and road users for their patience while this important work continues. The next phase at Forsh's Cross is a major piece of work, but it will help make this route safer and more reliable for everyone using it.
Public invited to discuss concerns with police. Residents of a Teignbridge town are being invited to meet their local neighbourhood policing team at a community engagement event next month. The session, taking place at Buckfastleigh Town Hall from 6 p.m. on Thursday, the August the 6th, will give people the opportunity to discuss local concerns, report crime and antisocial behaviour, and receive advice on crime prevention and personal safety. Anyone unable to attend can continue to report crime through the police website. Officers have also encouraged residents to complete the local policing priority survey, helping to identify the issues that matter most to the community. While every effort will be made to hold the meeting as planned, it may be cancelled at short notice if operational policing demands arise.